Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sarabjeet Kaur. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs high-level security meeting with Defence Minister and top officials in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. Justice B.R. Gavai appointed next Chief Justice of India. Chardham Yatra to begin today in Uttarakhand with opening of portals of Gangotri and Yamunotri dams. At least 14 people killed in a hotel fire in Kolkata. US President Donald Trump says tariff talks with India are going great, expects a trade agreement soon. And cricket retained for Asian Games 2026, mixed martial arts set to make its debut at the meet. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. CDS Anil Chauhan and chiefs of three services also attended the meeting. The meeting was held in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack. Later, RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat also met Prime Minister at his residence in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar received a call from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres and appreciated his unequivocal condemnation of the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. During the conversation, they agreed on the importance of accountability. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that India has resolved that the perpetrators, planners and backers of this attack are brought to justice. External Affairs Minister expressed appreciation after speaking with UAE's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar stated that their discussion focused on the need to counter terrorism effectively in all its forms and manifestations. Earlier, Dr. Jaishankar had spoken with the foreign ministers of Greece, Cyprus, Panama, Somalia, Slovenia and Guyana regarding the recent terrorist attack in Pahalgam. The Indian Army effectively responded to firing by Pakistan military along the line of control in Jammu and Kashmir last night. Defence sources said Pakistan Army posts fired unprovoked across the line of control in areas opposite Nowshera, Sundarbani and Akhnoor sector. Pakistan Army posts also fired in Baramulla and Kupwara districts as well as across the international border in the Pargwal sector. The Indian troops responded swiftly and effectively. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has announced 50 lakh rupees financial assistance for families of victims from the state in the Pahalgam terror attack. At a cabinet meeting in Mumbai, the government also assured educational and job support for victims' families, including a government job for Asavari Jagdale, daughter of Santosh Jagdale, who died in the attack. BJP has sharply reacted to an image shared by Congress on its social media handle targeting Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia alleged that Congress is trying to weaken the country through such post in this crucial time after the Pahalgam terror attack. Mr. Bhatia alleged that Congress is giving message to Pakistan that it is with Islamabad.
देश के प्रधानमंत्री जो चट्टान है सुरक्षा की भारत के लिए हर नागरिक के लिए उस चट्टान को तोड़ने का प्रयास कर रहे हैं कांग्रेसी आज और बड़ी जिम्मेदारी से मैं कहता हूं राहुल गांधी के कहने पे ऐसे पोस्ट किए जाते हैं जो पूरे देश को शर्मसार तो करते ही हैं लेकिन पीड़ा देते हैं.
Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Bandi Sanjay Kumar has alleged that the Congress's post, which features the Prime Minister alongside an objectionable image with the caption Gayab, is highly irresponsible. Supreme Court Judge Justice Bhushan Ramakrishna Gavai will be the next Chief Justice of India. Union Minister of Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal said that President Draupadi Murmu has appointed Justice Gavai as the next Chief Justice of India and his appointment will be effective from 14th of May. Justice Gavai will be the 52nd Chief Justice. He will succeed Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna, whose tenure will end on 13th of next month. The first World Audio-Visual Entertainment Summit, WAVES 2025, will begin tomorrow at Jio World Convention Centre in Mumbai. The four-day event will provide a global platform for discussions on the future of the audiovisual and entertainment industry. Our correspondent reports that the event will feature global media dialogues, buyer-seller meets, pitch sessions for emerging creators, and showcases of new-age storytelling formats. A report.
The WAVE Summit provides a remarkable opportunity to showcase India's vast potential in entertainment and creativity to the world. The four-day event beginning tomorrow will bring together world's top media CEOs, leading entertainment icons and creative minds from across the globe. Approximately 5,000 delegates from 100 countries are expected to attend the event. Entertainment startups will get a chance to present their ideas to a global audience and connect with investors and industry leaders. Famous celebrities like Amitabh Bachchan, Rajnikanth, Chiranjeevi, Mohanlal, Nagarjun, Shah Rukh Khan, Anil Kapoor, Akshay Kumar and Aamir Khan are scheduled to attend the event. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the morning news. The Char Dham Yatra will begin today in Uttarakhand with the opening of the portals of Gangotri and Yamunotri dams in the Uttarkashi district on the occasion of Akshay Tritiya. The Utsav Doli of Ma Ganga departed for Gangotri from Bhairav Temple, Bhairav Ghati this morning, and the gates of Gangotri Dham will open at 10:30 a.m. with traditional prayers and Vedic chants. The Doli of Ma Yamuna has left from Kharsali and the portals of Yamunotri Dam will open at 11:55 a.m. today with traditional rituals. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has said that the government has completed all preparations to ensure a smooth and safe Chardham Yatra.
Chardham Yatra ki sabhi taiyariyan puri kar li gayi hain aur sabhi vibhag jo bhi yatra mein apna yogdan dete hain sabhi ne apni achhi achhi taiyariyan ki hain. Pichle saalon ke jo anubhav hain us aadhar par ye yatra aur achhi ho, surakshit ho, sabke liye sugam ho, sabhi vyavasthaen sunishchit kar li gayi hain aur sabhi deshvasiyon ko jo bhi yatra mein jinhone bhi apna karyakram prastavit kiya hai, hamara prayas rahega ki unki yatra achhi.
The portals of Kedarnath Dham will open on Friday, while the gates of Badrinath Dham will open on Sunday. We have a report on this.
Amid chanting of Vedic hymns and other religious rituals, the portals of Gangotri Temple and Yamunotri Temple will be opened this year. The pilgrimage is anticipated to be more divine and grand, with the state government leaving no stone unturned to ensure comprehensive arrangements for the convenience of pilgrims. State government has made elaborate arrangements with special focus on security, traffic management, crowd control, health and sanitation. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News.
Akashvani will broadcast live the opening of the Char Dham Yatra 2025. The live broadcast of opening of portals of Gangotri Dham will be available today from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., while the broadcast of opening of Yamunotri Dham's portals will be available from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. The broadcast would be available on Akashvani's Indraprastha, FM Gold and Aradhana channels, as well as on the News on AIR app. Starting from today, a report related to the Yatra will also be broadcast every day from 7:30 p.m. to 7:45 p.m. till 4th of next month. In West Bengal, at least 14 people were killed in a fire that broke out in a hotel near Phalpatti Machua in central Kolkata last night. Police said 14 bodies have been recovered and several people have been rescued. The fire incident took place at around 8:15 p.m. The cause of the fire is yet to be ascertained. Kolkata Police Commissioner Manoj Kumar Verma said a special team has also been formed to investigate the incident.
बहुत सारे लोग हैं जिनको रेस्क्यू किया गया अंदर से कम पांच लोगों को रूम के अंदर से लाइव रेस्क्यू किया गया और कुछ लोग जो रूफ के ऊपर में थे करीब 20 के आसपास उनको रेस्क्यू किया गया ऑलमोस्ट फायर अभी लगभग पूरा कंट्रोल में कूलिंग प्रोसेस चल रहा है एंड रेस्क्यू ऑपरेशन भी ऑलमोस्ट कंप्लीशन की तरफ है.
In Andhra Pradesh, 7 people lost their lives and about 15 were injured after a wall adjacent to the queue line collapsed at the Sihachalam temple near Visakhapatnam. According to reports, the wall collapsed after a tent fell on it due to heavy rain in the early hours today. The NDRF and SDRF teams are actively involved in rescue and relief measures. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta flagged off a run for One Nation, One Election at Delhi University, New Delhi this morning. Speaking at the occasion, Mr. Pradhan emphasized that One Nation, One Election is the need of the hour.
अगर भारत को विकसित होना है, भारत को दुनिया की आर्थिक महाशक्ति होना है, तो देश में और राज्यों में एक राजनीतिक स्थिरता की आवश्यकता है। वन नेशन वन इलेक्शन ये दौड़ नहीं है, ये 2047 तक भारत को दुनिया में सबसे मजबूत देश बनाने के लिए दौड़ है।
Mother Dairy has increased the price of its liquid milk by 2 rupees per litre, with the revised rates coming into effect from this morning. According to a statement issued by the company, the price hike was necessary due to a rise in procurement costs, which have gone up by 4 to 5 rupees per litre over the past few months. US President Donald Trump has said that talks with India on tariffs are going great and the two countries will reach a trade agreement soon. The US president informed this to reporters outside the White House last night ahead of a rally in Michigan. Earlier this week, US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent also affirmed that India could be one of the first to sign a trade deal with the US, though he did not provide any further details.
We are very close on India, and India is easier to negotiate with than many other countries because they have very high tariffs and lots of tariffs. So it's much easier to confront the direct tariffs.
And now let's turn our attention to the world of sports. Cricket has been retained for Asian Games 2026, while mixed martial arts is set to make its debut at the continental meet. A report.
The Asian Games 2026 are scheduled to be held in Aichi and Nagoya prefectures of Japan from September 19 to October 4. This will be the fourth time that cricket will be making an appearance in the Asian Games program. In IPL T20 cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Delhi Capitals by 14 runs in New Delhi last night. Chasing a target of 205 runs, Delhi Capitals only managed to score 190 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. For Kolkata, Sunil Narayan scalped 3 wickets. Narayan was declared player of the match. Today, Chennai Super Kings will lock horns with Punjab Kings at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai at 7:30 p.m. In billiards, India's top cueist Pankaj Advani began his campaign in a commanding manner, beating Tathya Sachdev 860-170 in the CCI Billiards Classic competition in Mumbai yesterday. In other matches, Rishabh Thakkar and Rohan Jambusaria won their respective matches. Manik Sharma, Sports Desk.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Sarabjit. Most newspapers today open with the meeting of the top brass in the wake of the recent Pahalgam attack. The Hindustan Times writes, PM gives forces operational freedom for Pahalgam reply. The Asian Age writes, at UN, India hits out at Pakistan as rogue nation. Terror fear shuts tourist spots in Valley, writes the Pioneer. Quoting the Prime Minister, the Statesman on its front page mentions, government modernizing country's education system to meet needs of 21st century. The Times of India informs Canada's anti-Trump vote hands Libs' dramatic win. Talking about the proposed multi-sector bilateral trade agreement, India-US looking for early wins in trade deal within the tariff pause period, writes the Hindustan Business Line. And finally, the Indian Express has an inspiring story of all. Women Brigade in Lahore and Spiti, all-women team, MP, MLA, DC, SP, SDM, Jilla Chief. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs high-level security meeting with Defence Minister and top officials in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. Justice B.R. Gavai appointed next Chief Justice of India. Char Dham Yatra to begin today in Uttarakhand. At least 14 people killed in a hotel fire in Kolkata. US President Donald Trump says tariff talks with India going great, expects a trade agreement soon. And cricket retained for Asian Games 2026, mixed martial arts set to make its debut at the meet. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.